This is the brief on why pet aftercare does not use aquamation. You know, it's marketed as an eco-friendly alternative that uses heat, pressure, and chemicals to dissolve remains, but pet aftercare actually rejects it because the massive liquid byproduct it creates poses severe environmental, legal, and ethical problems. First, the environmental cost. Each procedure requires about 300 gallons of water, kept at boiling temperatures for up to 18 hours. So you really have to ask yourself, how eco-friendly is a process that drains 300 gallons of water during a drought and burns fossil fuels for 18 hours just to keep it boiling? Plus, this highly basic liquid carries the highest risk of eutrophication, which basically means over-enriching local water supplies with nitrogen and phosphate. Second, because this liquid is so chemically intense, it creates a massive legal headache. The legal status is globally inconsistent, mainly because municipalities literally don't know how to classify the effluent. Is it medical waste or liquid trade waste? Many sewer systems explicitly prohibit this high-strength liquid because it can totally disrupt standard water treatment processes. Finally, even if regulators eventually figure out the plumbing, there's a much deeper ethical issue for grieving pet owners. Experts call it symbolic discomfort. We're used to the traditional imagery of returning ashes to the earth. Reducing a pet to liquid trade waste that's quite literally flushed down the drain strips the animal of its dignity and feels completely contrary to honoring a life. Until the heavy resource consumption and the indignity of flushing remains into the sewer system are resolved, traditional aftercare methods absolutely remain the most respectful and responsible choice.